We have representatives from the 100% Be Dressed party here today, and Padraig and Billupin have just landed. We are discussing with Frank O'Connor, the homeowner liaison rep for the housing agency, what is going on. We would like to speak to Dara O'Brien himself personally, because it is Dara O'Brien that we have the questions for. We all submitted complaints last week to the housing agency, and we got a copy and spaced horrendous reply back from them. We are not happy about this. Every single decision on our homes is legally flawed, and it is legally flawed because they were legally mandated to consider pyrotite, and they did not. And we want to know why Minister Dara O'Brien has allowed this to happen.
You said there, Marty, that you're hoping to meet with the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, today. Is that a likely outcome? Is that something that could be on the cards this afternoon?
That's really up to him. You know, we've come down, we're friendly, we want to have a discussion, we want to ask him our questions. We would love it if he could make some time for us. We have travelled, some of us have been travelling since 5 o'clock this morning. We think that the least he could do is come out and speak to us. We have questions, we have very valid points that we want to make to him, and we need to hear from the Minister of Housing.
Are there any other objectives that you're hoping to get out of today's protest?
The main objective for us now is knowing that every single decision is legally flawed. The mandatory requirement to consider pyrotite has not happened. We want people to look into our reports, our original engineer's report, and then the downgrade report. It is very clear to see that every decision has been based on the now disproven mica freeze thaw hypothesis. So what we want is we want to speak to him and ask him how this has happened, but we also want every single decision to be overturned, because every single decision is legally flawed.